The major advantage here is that when you come into this, you can just simply relax. The major disadvantage is you have to go bananas and they destroy the knowledge. You have a whole week. Anyway, there are advantages and disadvantages. As I pointed out, I've attempted to put out on one page, two sides, I try to cover everything. You can't cover everything. Certainly not with all, every possible reference. So I've got to do this page as minimal reference. I'd like to, before we get into the page, I'd like to make some general comments. Because times are very crucial. And particularly crucial in heritage. Time by which things are being. The halacha is that the Isur of eating chametz, essentially Erev Pesach halachically, as far as provisioning chametz from the Karban Pesach and preventing it is brought, starts chatzot on Erev Pesach. Chatzot. The day chatzot is halfway through the day. Chatzot is halfway through the day. Now I have to define what the day is. Now this is a major matter. There are two views. One is the view of the Gaon Mivilna and the Gaonic school, which maintains that day begins at sunrise and ends at sunset. After sunset, says the Gaon Mivilna, there is a period which is neither day nor night, or both day and night, and that is called Ben Hashmashot, which is a period when the Gaon Mivilna, depending from location to location, but in Eretz Israel it's around 13 minutes, in which it's dusk, what we call dusk. Then the stars come out, and night begins, 13 minutes later. Now for Shabbos we'll have to be a little bit longer, we add more, 20 minutes. After about 20 minutes after sunset is considered for the Yom Kippur. So when I have to measure a day is from sunrise to sunset according to the Vilna Gaon, and you divide that into 12 pieces. Each piece is then called an hour. It's what's called the Sha'az Zmanit. Call in English, a relative hour, which literally changes from winter to summer. From winter, you get a short as 8 hours, they can be short as 8 hours, which means an hour of 45 minutes, and it can get as long, or even shorter, and you can get as long as 14, 15 hours in the summer, which takes them to make them 75 minutes, 90 minutes, and sometimes to go. In Scotland, the day is an enormous amount of people go out to 10 o'clock or 10:30 at night. Okay. And the problem is that when there's no sunrise or sunset is an interesting problem in and of itself. I don't want to go there. So that's the view of the Vilna Gaon. When it comes, there's also the view what's called the Shitat Rabbein Tam, the Shitat Rabbein Avraham. The summer is that day begins at light rise and ends at light set. The light rise is usually when what's the period called Alot HaShachar, which is about an hour and 72 minutes before sunrise, where the day begins, you get the deep darkness, and then it begins at light. And that's approximately 72 minutes, an hour and 72 minutes before sunrise. And light set is when the whole sky is full of stars. Because if you go out, let's say, 20 minutes after sunset, where the gross of the stars are starting to come out, yay, see, the stars back in the sky, but there's still a lot of light. You can still go read a newspaper sometimes to that light. So, and the comes is no, sunset, that is what we call the halachic shkia, is light set. Now, as far as the debate about the length of the day, you got to add approximately 144 minutes to the day because it's not a light set, so a light rise down to light set. Each hour will also be much longer. Now, a essentially, if you figure, you understand what I'm saying, this is Chatzal, right? The gross says there, the Madin Abraham, or Madin Atam, starts here, earlier. So his hours are much longer. As you get towards Chatzal, they catch up, right? Because he's got to run faster than the Groa. Afterwards, he runs faster than the Groa. The Groa is earlier, right? Because the Groa has less area to cover. He goes to sunset, and then the Magid Aram is going to go for another 24
minutes. Wait, isn't it
symmetrical? Almost, yes. Almost symmetrical. Yeah, the Chatzal will be the same for both of them. You're right, it's symmetrical on that. Chatzal is the same for both of them. And Chatzal also fluctuates because the earth is not symmetrical. I mean, it's sort of wobbling. I don't want to go into astronomy, but the length of a day depends on how it's facing, and it's not symmetrical. It's not, let's say, Chatzal now is around 11:40. It fluctuates from like 11:20 to whatever. Okay, now, from our purposes, if you go by the Groa, okay, sunrise is around 5-ish, and sunset around 5-ish, okay? Sunset is now around 5:20, 5:30-ish, okay? A day is around, a day is a little over 12 hours, 60-minute hours, around 63 minutes an hour, and it's 3 minutes, okay? So, now, for reasons that are not completely clear to me, and I've had this bad out for many, many, many years, the times that the Rabbanut gives you is always lahom, the most stringent position. That is, if you go by the Magen Abraham's view, which is, their times are always going to be earlier than the Gros times, because the Gros was actually the Magen Abraham, I'm confused. And it's a good reason to be confused. And that's, and because of these two time periods, the government decided we're going to take the most stringent times, and that's it, and that's all we're going to publicize, and that's it. Those who are more knowledgeable say, what do you mean it's 10:20? You got to go to the Groa, you got another 30 minutes. Well, the Rabbanut, and when I came here, I kept posting times, telling people, the Magarabaza, the Groa, this, and they said, well, you're just confusing us. Alone. The whole world goes by the Rabbanut and the newspapers and the Lukot. Give you the Magen Avraham time. What are you giving me? The Gros time? I say, but you go by the Gros for Shabbos, right? Which is the Raita, which is strict, which is correct, and by the Kosa Pesach, which is it's maybe Rabbanut earlier, it seems like you go by the Magen Avraham. So the time mission are pretty much the times that are defined in calendars.
You should decide the rules compared to anything. Roman's calendar only works like the Greek calendar. Roman's rules go fast and it tends to the world. Not shop, fast. That's because of that?
That's because they go about the Roman state because the drop sits a fast is brought on it. It's a little different. It's a promoting position. No, that's the model. In fact, the question was on that. Not on Arshul. Arshul takes what the position is that we go to Kula on it. You're doing it fast. Why do you take the most positions on it? All right. So let me just mention very briefly that, again, as far as the Torah was concerned, Chatzot is when all the Yisurim begin. The Yisurim of Chametz, and not even Chametz, not possessing Chametz, that all begins at Chatzot, is around 11:40. Rabbinically, however, Chazal said, we want you to stop eating Chametz earlier. We want you to stop eating Chametz 2 hours earlier. And you have to burn it 1 hour earlier. Okay, so if I tell you that according to the Magen Avraham, you'll see that there'll be 3 times that we're going to mention. One is the time in which you have to stop eating, which is around 5 on the Magen Avraham. was. According to the Magen Avraham, we have to finish burning it. It's an hour, an hour shas money, according to the Magen Avraham later, which is about 10:23. Okay? Which is part of the last part too. And then becomes chatzot. Okay? So we, those are the times that are important to remember. There's another time which we'll talk about in a little bit. Okay, so let's read now what's the, what are some of the problems I'm going to try to get. Okay, general. Now, Tanit B'chorot is usually, the seal is usually done on Erev, on the Erev Pesach. Right? Today, Erev is on Shabbos, you don't fast on it. I mean, you can't, don't fast on Shabbat, I promise. So the question is, what do you do with Tanit B'chorot? There are two views. One view says, well, the seal is not Tanit B'chorot. Right? But the two views fast is fast. So they push it up till Thursday, the Thursday before. By the way, on the Brahman calendar, it says Friday is a mistake. It's a thing. What? Because you don't fast. Because you might have to fast, and you don't fast. There are no fasts on Fridays except for one, so some of the day. That's the only thing, because there's a tradition that if you fast on Shabbos, on Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos. We'll go into that. But no fast is done, not on the Esther. Fast don't fall out of Fridays. Now, the so Tanit B'chorot, as it says, is pushed up to Thursday morning. Bedikat Chametz is performed Thursday. Now you might say, well, why can't I do this on much Friday night? Because Chametz got a candle? Are you serious? So you don't do because, but you do it with a bracha. I should have put in here, Bedik Chametz with a bracha. Normally, the only time you make a bracha is at the 14th at night. If you have to leave town, for instance, and you do Bedik Chametz on the 13th, you do it without a bracha. But tonight, this is what Chazal told you to do it in this case. You do it on the 13th at night, and then the Bedik Chametz with the bracha is before Thursday. Because we want, the halakha determines that you should do it at night with the candle. Shabbat meals should be sold, removed, and burned before Friday morning, 10:23 a.m. Now, 10:23 a.m. is the end of the fifth hour, okay, which is an hour before the biblical time. That's what the Chazal told you to get rid of your chametz on a regular meal. So therefore they say, on this year, which you're actually doing everything a day earlier, because the day before is Shabbos, they want you also to get rid of it. So you should make sure you go, if you're going to go, everything should be done by before Friday, 10:23. But remember, it's not chametz time. The only reason rabbis said, do try to get rid of everything before, get everything done before Friday at 10:23, is because this is instead of a regular year. And they don't want you to say, well, last year we did it much later. What are you talking about? It's called, as I wrote, same sha'at at the old time, same time, get rid of it, as in the regular year. By Friday afternoon, the house should be entirely Pesach, and only kosher Pesach foods and utensils should be used, and perhaps the only exception is bread for the Hamish. We'll talk about this, what to do with Shabbat, and those Shabbat is going to be one full more day to go, but on a practical basis, you cannot have chametz around. When Shabbos comes, you've got to have to do all your chametz, except for maybe not a Mishnah, because then it becomes an impossible situation. So we'll get into it. All preparations for the Seder, which is removing challah from matzah. Now this is a big, big deal. You buy matzah from your local vendor, Shmur matzah. If it's machine matzah, there's no problem, because they take off the challah. For some reason, the those that sell you, except for Chabad, and I think Ratzaburg, I mean some others also they go on, they buy from the Badatz bakeries, the Badatz bakeries, you still have to take off some of the maser for challah. Okay, you cannot eat it if you didn't take off challah. And you can't take it off on Shabbos or Yom Tov, because challah in Eretz Yisrael is doraita. And it's considered in the matakim, not in the matakim, it's malacha doraita. So you can't take it off. If you bake challah, if you make a cooked product on Pesach, if you bake masa on Pesach, then you can take off challah because that's part of the cooking process. Because you did it on Pesach. But if, because if it goes wrong, you make hummus and then you blow it, right? So if you do it, if you do it a week before, it is. Okay, so but they're juicy. Anyway, right? You can take off, if you make a cake. But however, the if it's done on on a regular yogurt, right? You take off challah. But that's because you made it on the yogurt. If it was made before the yogurt, you can't take it off. It's, and you can't, your masses are inedible. But you don't know, what you don't know doesn't hurt you. Okay, but seriously, please be sure that if you buy masa that it says, my yeshu said, or challah genomen, or, shakalah, or something like that on it, or that you pick it up yourself. Okay. In Chutz La'aretz, which is only drabanan challah, there are ways of getting but on Shemaret Yisrael, which is the right there, he was stuck. Next thing, preparing the maror. Should you make the maror before it? Here, the problem is if you're talking about, what we used to call, quote unquote, the real maror, which is about not to be the real maror. But if you're talking about the chazer, you grate it, you can grate it on yogurt if you forgot to do it. All these things take a lot of time, right? So, but you have to do it with a shiva, you have to hold the grater upside down, you have to do it up, you can only do it then, you have to do it up. It has to be done with some shiva, it's not trivial. Same thing is true for charoset, you have to grate the nuts and stuff like that. You can do it, but you have to do it with a shiva. Okay? And yogurt. Right? What? And Shabbat. Salt water. You can make salt water on yogurt. They say not to make large amounts. Okay? You should just make what necessary. You know, very often you'll make a lot because you don't know how much you're going to need. And then you have to do it with tzimtzum. Roasting the shank bone and the egg also should be done early on this. If you forgot, you can do it on yogurt, provided you eat it the next day. It has to be eaten. You can't do the malacha of roasting the shank bone and the egg unless you eat it on yom kippur. Okay? So you have to make sure you do that. Okay, should you complete it before yom kippur? No preparation for the seder yom kippur may be done on Shabbat. That's a special prohibition of Chanan. So everything, you have to make sure everything is done. Okay. Now, you are now getting to the basic principle. So the question is, what's going to be, what are you going to feed your family on Shabbat? Let's deal with matzah. Okay. Matzah, it's rabbinically forbidden to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. The Gemara says, anyone who eats matzah on Erev Pesach is disrespected as betrothed. Okay, betrothed in his father-in-law's house. The idea is, right? Someone said it's right, but it's not the same. But anyway. The idea is doing something not ahead of its time. And at 9 in his proper time, in his proper time, it's perfectly legitimate, but he's done it at 9 in his proper time. And the Chazal wanted you not to eat matzah on Erev Pesach because they want you to eat matzah with a zest. Now, I'm sure that some people simply exchange it. We don't eat it from Sukkot. We don't eat it from Sukkot. Some people, we don't eat it from Purim. Or we don't eat it from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's customs. The halacha requires only from Erev Pesach. Okay, this is a classic story of my son Yaakov, our love show, was a bunch of Jew colored guy. She had right after Purim, actually from Pesach, she made this big spiel about how people don't eat matzah and you know, had people they don't eat matzah because they want to have a special taste, they want to eat matzah special on Pesach. And after she finishes this big spiel, out comes Yaakov with his peanut butter and jam matzah sandwich. And he's munching away there. I get a call and they're like, it's not a situation. But in any case, we in our family, we eat matzah 364 days a year. And we like matzah. In any case, so there's a Easter of Erev Pesach. Now, the question is, when does Erev begin? The majority of posts can maintain that this prohibition starts only from the morning, from Alot HaShachar. The minority view maintains that one should be stringent from the night before, the view of the Moshe. Okay, and I said some have a custom of not eating matzah for Purim or Rosh Chodesh. So clearly that's going to have an effect on what you can eat on Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach. Matzah is a problem. We'll come back to this. Now, according to most authorities, this prohibition includes items baked with matzah milk. If you take matzah milk, mix it with eggs, and put it back into the oven and re-bake it, then it's still baked matzah. And therefore, it's still the prohibition of matzah on the most closely. Like eggs and cookies. However, but if you cook it, if you take matzah, make it into a tomato ball, and you throw it into your chicken soup, now it's cooked matzah. Or you take it and you take the matzah and mix it with egg and fry it, matzah dry, or the krenzela, anything, fry, most post-composed, but that's not correct. Okay? And therefore that would be permissible. In order to assure matzah would be with a zest Seder night, Chazal for that eating cooked or fried or matzah shira, anything that is a mezonot, anything that is on a flour base, from eating it starting from mid-afternoon, Samut L'mincha, which is 3 hours before sunset. 3 hours before sunset is 2:52. That's Samut L'mincha. So even though, for instance, as I demonstrated, cooked, you know, knedla or matzah brah, you can have Shabbos during the day, you've got to stop at 2:53, which is 3 hours before sunset, because Chazal didn't want you to kill yourself. They wanted you to be hungry, so okay. That's a special prohibition. So called some of the things because I don't ask for 2:53 in the afternoon. And I'll come back to this word. Okay. What about bread? Okay? Now, bread rabbinically is forbidden to consume chametz on Erev Pesach, which this year falls on Shabbat after 9:04 a.m. Means at night I can eat bread. Friday night I could eat bread. In the morning I can eat it till 4 hours into the day, which is 9:04 a.m. All chametz must be removed in Kol Chamira recited by 10:23 a.m. So if I have any bread around, I have to stop eating at 9. I don't have to get rid of it. I can get rid of all the chametz by Shazmani from the chametz, which is okay. It's in the page. 10:23, okay? 10:23, okay? What? No. You can't throw it because it's still edible. You can pulverize it and throw it. We'll talk about shul. There's a lot of things we're going to have to juggle together. Let's say each piece of the puzzle has its own rules. And then we're going to put all the puzzles together. It's not for naught. But this is one of the most, this is one of the craziest Shabbos of the year. The question is defined as the sanest way of going through it, and there is a very sane way of going through it. Okay, but let's just find out what the principles are. Okay? Chametz, and now we're up to 2b3. Chametz may be removed by flushing it down the toilet, which is a wonderful thing because it makes it rid of large pieces of chametz to finish flushing. Okay. Now, C, matzah ashira. Now we talk about matzah, we talk about bread, and we talk about matzah. Matzah ashira is, in the States, it's called egg matzah, but that's not accurate. Matzah ashira is matzah made without water. You take flour, it's not matzah mel is matzah sort of baked gram. That's not what we're talking about. Matzah ashira, and by the way, when you look at the packages for baked items, check whether it says kemach matzot or kemach lematzot. Kemach matzot means matzah mill. It's matzah, which has been ground, then you use it to make things. That's regular matzah. Okay. Kemach lematzot is literally flour, which has all the stringencies of flour that you use for making matzah for. Flour, dry flour. But you, instead of mixing it with water, you're now going to mix it with fruit juices or eggs, or both. It does not have a drop of water. Now, matzah ashira is readily eaten by most Sfaradim. The Ashkenazim, based on the position of Rabbi Tam, did not eat matzah ashira on Pesach. Why? It was astringency. Because maybe a drop of water. Because when a drop of water falls in, then it becomes chametz faster. Normally, if it only has fruit juices, then it natural fruit juices, and what they tend to use now is apple juice. Okay? I once had to use grape juice. I once asked them, when I called up, I said, how is it possible that you don't have any water? Don't you wash down the lines? Don't you wash up the grapes from the fertilizers? What was the answer? Nope. Four words is four arms. They don't. They told me that they use biodegradable fertilizers. Biodegradable fertilizers and insecticides. Yes, it's not two words.
They only
eat it once. They don't use these. They told me they use biodegradable stuff. They do it to keep it off, and then what happens after a while? But they don't wash the limes, they don't wash the fruit at all. Okay. Now, the matzah. Apple juice? What? The apple juice, they just squeeze the apple juice. I think what they use is good. What you're saying is not absurd. I think they probably do wash the line simply by pushing a burst of juice through, and they start it. Okay, that's it for the technology. Matzah ashira, matzah made without water using fruit juices or eggs. Svaradim, it says here at C1, use matzah ashira on Pesach. The custom of Ashkenazim Jewry is to refrain from eating it. It's not chametz. You don't sell it. Not only that, you can feed it to your kids or to people who are old and sick. And it's, unless someone is elderly or ill, matzah ashira is not chametz and will be stored in the house. No, that's now. We're not finished. Okay, so that's the status of matzah ashira, not finished. There are three views regarding the time from which this Ashkenaz experience begins. From the first view is, from the time, when we say you don't eat matzah ashira, when does this prohibition begin? So one position holds from the same time that the rabbi forbidden to eat chametz. Okay, the custom was not to eat matzah ashira because we thought it might, you know, maybe had a drop of water, they got a chametz. So you stop eating only chametz, which is 9:04 a.m. What's the difference? Why is if we're going to use it, why would we use that? Because it's not chametz. We don't eat it like it's chametz, but it's not chametz, so you keep it in the house and go, oh, of course. crumbs and no problem pieces. So that has one advantage. It has some disadvantage, we'll see that in a second. Second view is from noontime. It is from the when they're typically flipping these crumbs. That's when the stringency of Matzah Shira began, from 11:42, which is the time it is biblically forbidden to eat chametz. And see from Samuch Lemincha, which is this 2:53, not because it's chametz, not because of the stringency really begins, and Pesach. Why can't I eat after 2:53? Because it's still Shira. It's a fuller upper, and that things that fill you up are forbidden from 2:53 on. Okay, so all of the Zona products are also from 2:53 on. Okay? Children may eat it all Erev Pesach. They have to motion. Okay. Normally one makes, now here comes an important technicality we have to get around. Normally when you eat egg matzah, it's made from, it's like cake. So normally when one eats egg matzah, or fruit matzah, whatever, matzah shira, one makes a mezonot and ala mikveh, right? The wash part. After eating. However, when it is used as bread, particularly as a sudat mitzvah, like a Shabbat meal, and is eaten together with other foods, one recites hamotzi and birkat hamazon. Because you're using it instead of bread, you mean it to serve as bread. Now this is, for those who are interested, remember this whole, and you still find it in that, what they call, on the airlines, they had what they call the Brazonas rolls. And then there was a big notification went around that says, ain't no such thing as a Mazonos roll. Well, that's not accurate. The point is as follows. The Mazonos roll is egg matzo, essentially. It's an egg roll. Anyway, what the idea? It's made with flour and eggs, or flour and fruit juices. If it looks like bread, and you use it like bread, it is bread. And you have to wash. And that's, okay? However, if you took this roll and didn't eat it with your hands, but gave it as a snack afterwards, then you could make it. It's accurate as a Mazonos roll if I eat it as cake. But if I eat it as bread, it's bread, because I'm conveying suda. I'm using it for my meal, as a staple of my meal. So here, I'm using it as bread, and I'm on a Shabbos meal, where I need it to be bread. I can wash everything, and this is a Moshe Feinstein thing. Not everybody agrees with this, but this is the position of the majority of us.
So someone
needs to make as hard as you need it. Depends on what you're using. If you're using it, if I take a piece of some salami and take a piece of cake and put mustard on it, put it on the bottom, and then, yes, then I have to wash it. But you wait a second, let's figure out. We'll get there. I still have 35 minutes. Would you let me? Trust me, you won't. Okay, now, it says a minimum of a kazayit, right? Kazayit, which is 29.6 cc, or approximately a third of a muscle. You have to eat, you can't just have a bite, a nibble on. You have to eat approximately a third of an egg matzah, be considered a kazayit. And then we're going to Rabbanan here, because it's not a strange position. People pay it for kazayit on matzah and a pesach, you should eat two thirds of a matzah, three quarters of a matzah. This is rabbinic. So you can go by strength. The linear position, which is one third of the matzah, is required for birkat hamazon. However, one should preferably eat at least the volume of a kibetza, which is approximately twice the amount, which is two thirds of the matzah. So preferably you should eat two thirds of an egg matzah for Sudat Shabbat, because it's really obligated to Sudat Shabbat. Okay? There's one other principle which next time you're okay to pull out the Shabbos and get up this type of sheet, we're here. And I already have the correct position of kidneyot. Kidneyot is another stringency which Ashkenazic Jewry Ashkenazic Jewry accepted their Valentine. Okay? And it's a custom of not to eat rice or during Odas of Jewry. Now, as far as eating it Friday night, there's a major problem about pots. The Badatz is very strict about if you cook rice in a Pesach Tikva pot that you can't use it. Okay. So Aaron Lichtenstein was asked, why does the Badatz say so? After all, Shulchan Aruch says there's no problem with Golua with our sensation. Says Rav Aaron Lichtenstein says that there's no problem with pots that you just pursued. Okay? So if you're asking, if someone were asking me a shaila, what can I use my pot in which I made rice for Pesach? The answer to that question is yes. If you ask your cook in terms of the Badatz, I would say no. I have a rule on that if I have to be there with the Bible. I'm being facetious, but there are two positions on this. Essentially, the leaning position says there's no problem, and very often, there's no problem with both the lua and the pots. And the stricter position, which is more of a Haredi, but that's the position. But that doesn't mean, for instance, if you were to make a rice kugel and put it into an aluminum pan, right, and then you serve it Friday night, and it's lukewarm on the dishes, there'd be no problem. Okay, so you could use it Friday night. The problem, but you have to, so even if you were strict and you didn't want to have it, you could do, there are simple ways you could do it. You make an Erev Shabbos, and you're painting and make it in a disposable, you can cook it, exactly. Whatever you want to, you think about it, there's solutions to it. You put it into a disposable pan, and then it's not chametz. It's not chametz by any, you don't have to sell your kidney, it's nothing. And you put it in a disposable pan, and you serve it, and it's not burning hot, it's not burning hot. You can serve it Friday night. Shabbos during the day, however, okay, let's look what it says here. As to the possibility of eating kidney, let me just read you what I wrote. As the possibility of eating kidney on an Erev Pesach, the Prima Gadin indicates the custom is only on Pesach proper, which is like Matzah Shira. The stimulus is only on Pesach proper. We stop eating Matzah Shira at 2:50 because it fills you up, but it's really without eating. Nevertheless, it's not that much. Nevertheless, the Chok Yaakov forbids it on Erev Pesach as well. Essentially, it forbids it for 9:04. That should be called the year. Right? That's something I should put in.
Suggest that you work on it the week before Pesach.
violence everything like this stuff. Because the bakers won't bake tens of nights, try to get to stay away. Let the bakers rather than just try to order. I would just suggest that you, a couple of days before Pesach, you want to use the rolls, make sure you have the rolls. Or pita. Pita usually goes down to Pesach. Pita is advised to open those things. So, I'm doing a suggestion. Or you can use matzah if your custom is permitted. Or matzah shira. Matzah shira because, again, if you're going to use it as bread, it's alright. If bread is used, make a mozi or the two chametz chamot away from the table. Right? And people who stand in the hallway and make a mozi and some people are smiling. But people who feel they have that challah that night, eat the challah over a paper towel or a chametz plate, collect all the crumbs and dispose of them by crushing them down the toilet. Right? The best thing is to put a paper towel. Just a little towel that comes from the paper towel. Wash the plate in the bathroom sink and put it in the front of the dishes. Wash out your mouth and hands and continue with the pressure. So, if you have the salt, just do that with the pesed or because actually, crumbs are a minimal problem in place. If they're not a desire, they're small crumbs that are in the toilet, go away. Shabbat morning. Use bread or matzah shira. Why can't you use matzah? It's not there. Everybody needs matzah. So only two options left. If you intend to use bread, hello, daven at the early minyan, Shabbat morning, they have a fixed time of that, maybe 6 or 6:30. I don't know if they have anything. 6:30, 6:30. Why is that? The daven usually takes under two hours. And if they start at 6:30, they have to finish 8:30, you have to remind them 4:30. So generally speaking, they start earlier this year, and I didn't put in the time because they have to carry that in. They have to have it at the first minute. We'll see. Daven at the early minyan Shabbat morning and finish eating your chalot and washing out your mouth before 9:04 a.m. Continue with your kashrut of Pesach meal, finish the cleanup, and recite Kol Chamira before 10:03. Remember, you have to say Kol Chamira before 10:03. No matter how you act, Kol Chamira has to be finished on 10:03. We'll see in a second.
You don't say it in the
first time. You say a different text because you still have comments.
But if you don't have any comments.
Oh, well, we'll talk about that. But this is a group of people who are going to have their chalos around. So they couldn't say Kol Chamira any earlier. That is the text that says whether I have it or don't have it, I know about it or don't know. This is the absolute, there are two Kol Chamiras we say. One Kol Chamira we say after the Bidikas Chametz, which is the Kol Chamira we say that you allow for some chametz to be left around, that you could. And this the absolute Kol Chamira, which includes everything, what I knew about it, didn't know about it, that I can only say in the
so
morning.
So what do you say quite again?
What?
What do you say quite again?
The regular Kol Chamira you say after the Bidikas Chametz. Well, I mean,
when you burn,
morning,
yeah.
When you burn it, yeah, yeah you say the regular Kol Chamira.
You say the Thursday night, not the one that you say Friday morning.
No, Friday.
Usually,
I got it. That one you say in Shabbos. The one you say after at night, you say that Thursday night.
Yeah, but you won't hear that Friday. You have to say. You don't say Kol Chamira by Friday by 10:23.
That's correct. That's correct.
You don't say anything.
No. That's a good point. I didn't say that. Okay. After Bidikas Chametz, there's a Kol Chamira that you say. It's a Thursday night, after you do Bidikas Chametz, there's sort of a half-hearted Kol Chamira.
That's a text.
But, yeah, but that's a text. But what does it say? It says, any Chametz that I don't know about. Right? Because why do we say Kol Chamira there? Because I'm going to say, maybe I forgot. I'll forget. I can't get rid of the Chametz I know about, but I'm still using. Right? I want to get rid of the chametz I don't know about, that I am overlooked. I want to nullify that, so I'm not over on Midoraita. So I say this sort of half-hearted Kol Chamira Thursday night. The next Kol Chamira is the total Kol Chamira, which I have to say before I have to get rid of all my chametz rabbinically, which is at 10:23.
Okay. What do you do? So what's this?
Friday morning is enough. Friday morning is enough. Just try to get rid of all your comments except for the two colors. Yeah, then you can do it in the second. You're right. I can do it Thursday night. It's a goal, it's Chazal, as I explained, wanted you on this year to do, be as normal as possible.
So there's some awareness. You have some awareness by morning. You know where you're coming from.
Right. By 10:23, they want you, they don't want your cooking comments anymore. They accept what you need absolutely for the meal. They want you as much as possible to get rid of all the comments. The answer is yes. Yes. They want you to minimize. There's a goal. Why do I set a goal? Because I don't want the next year to say, "But Eric, pay something," Because it's sort of a crazy situation. They wanted as much normalcy as possible. So you shouldn't say Eshtakad. Last year, this is what we did. Okay. Two. If you intend to use matzah ashira. If you follow the most stringent position, which is that matzah shira, you stop eating it like chametz, nano 4, then attend the first minyan, finishing the matzah shira by nano 4. Why would I use matzah shira rather than the chametz? Because matzah shira is not chametz, and I can have it around the house, and there's no, that's the major reason. And if you're dealing with little kids, to have chametz around is bananas. What? Okay, if you hold like either the two lenient positions, which is 11:42 or 2:50, right, then you can attend the regular lenient and finish eating the Matzah Shira by 11:42 or 2:50. So people will get out, be home by like 11:15, 10:15, 10:30, they won't be finished either. If you want to eat by 11:42, finish all your matzah shir by 11:42, you won't have a problem. In all cases, be sure to say kol hamer before 10:23, which means you may have to say kol hamer in shul. If you're eating matzah shira, say kol hamer before you eat. It has to be said before 10:23. If you have no, it can be said Shabbat morning before shul. If you have no intention, chametz and all on Shabbat, Kol Chamira can all be said on Friday after you remove all your chametz. Kol Chamira has to be said. It has to be said so that you're covered biblically. Because as long as I express my desire not to have chametz in my possession, okay, then I nullify all the chametz, it doesn't belong to me, it's Esther, and I don't know about that, then I've covered my life. You say, if I do that, why do I have to sell my comments? Why do I have to sell my comments? That's because comments is comments that I know about, that I'm leaving in my reshut on purpose, but it's not mine. Kol Chamira covers comments I don't know about. Right? It covers the comments that I don't know about. We don't allow you to keep comments around your possession. If I have a loaf of bread, okay, and I say it's Hefker, okay? Chazal don't want you to have it around, because you might come to eat it. But if I sold it, it's not mine, it's Hefker. Now, Midoraita, if I say it's Hefker, I've covered. The Rabbi is born after it. They say, maybe you'll forget. Shemmy, I'll find a goose for your faith. I'll find a goose for your faith. You'll find a loaf of bread, and you'll eat it. But if it's sold, it's not mine, I won't eat it. That's not. It belongs to the gold. Okay, so there's a difference what Kol Chamira covers and what the Midikas Chametz covers. Kol Chamira actually covers everything, but rabbinically they're not happy about it. If you leave Chametz in your house, you have to sell it. It's not enough to do it. Everybody understand that one? Okay, so that's the understanding of what we're going to do. Kol Chamira must be said 10:23. So well, how are you going to do it before 23? I would suggest that if you're going to eat challah, that after you finish your meal, you're 9:04, somewhere in that meal, you have to say kol chamira. You can't eat kol chamira before, because it's going to be the challah. If you need matzah shira, if you need to waste your day in the rest of the meal and matzah shira, say kol chamira, so you can have time in the morning. Make sure the whole family says it. Everyone has to say that. Contrary to the common misconception. And you should say it in the language you understand. So I say it with my kids, Hebrew, English, and French, and Latin. Any language that you understand, you have to understand what you're saying. It has to be, it's out of my possession. What? Any year. You learn something new every day. Well, everybody here knows it. Next.
Although bread is preferable,
If you're not ready, you can eat risotto. So what we're going to do is we'll take things that are fried or cooked. And for some shlishit, you might decide to have a cold. Or some try to cold tomato. Or you can try something lattes or well, lattes, right? You want risotto. Probably you want risotto. So then we take, right?
Friday night,
on Friday night, even though it's questionable whether egg matzah in general has meat, if I'm using it as bread, and it's in a meal in which bread is required, Friday night and Shabbos morning, you have to eat bread, these things turn the matzah with all its fat into bread. But by Sudash Shlishit, where bread is not required, in order to turn it into bread, the person will say, today you gotta eat fresh bread. Today you gotta make a suda in which it's the main staple of the suda. You gotta eat 2.7 matzah. Okay? Now, you're gonna say, but what about the mezonos rolls? Yes, the mezonos rolls look like bread. They are rolls. You didn't know they were mezonos rolls, they didn't put some sticker on it, you think it was bread. So it's not the same thing as an egg matzah, because egg matzah looks like a cracker. It's a cracker rather than a bread. What makes it into it? Either the kviyat suda or the amount I ate. So when it comes to suda shlishi, you have to eat much more. That's what the Rabbi is saying. Yes. It's preferable that you make a motzi. It's not required. If you make a motzi, you have to have recognition. You don't have to eat bread, but if you eat bread, you need recognition. It's, to be honest with you, I didn't know that either. But I was to look at the Shara Shiva from the other day. I didn't know it was specific to the Shara Shiva. Okay, so you should eat. Now, we don't think that, but we've been massive. We've been told. I mean, we didn't because it's.
It doesn't
look like a cracker, it looks like a cracker.
I gotta be honest, look! Matzah is a cracker!
Matzah is a cracker, anything that looks that way, what? No, you're talking about matzah as a pizza matzah.
What about
rolling?
What?
Rolling
is
a pizza
matzah.
No, I know what you're talking about is you take the matzah now and mix it with all the oil, and you put that in them and you bake them into the bread, whether it's that looks like rolls. That's not a trick question, I'm sure. But if you use
I've
it...
I've seen it in my dad, you can eat it.
That you can't eat there at place of anyway, because it's baked.
Yeah, if it doesn't have
matzo, it's Friday night. It's Friday night. Rice cakes is cheaper. But that's not good. It's not the mezonos of the rice type. It's a different mezonos. It's the exception. Okay, I'll tell you what you do. Let's just finish a few more lines. No. You'll eat suda. If you eat egg matzah and you only eat like half the egg matzah, you make mezonos. You eat it as cake.
And I don't have to stop
it. You have to stop at 250 for the first one. It says here, use fruit, meat, fish, potato starch cakes, macaroon, even after 253. You shouldn't have to fill yourself up, so you will have an appetite. And even the shahako, like macaroons are shahako. Okay? So you can eat them after 253. Potato starch cakes, macaroons, all that is 250. That's you can eat after 253, they're not mezonos, but you have to make sure you don't fill yourself up, so you have an appetite for this. Now, my feeling is, I don't know what your position is. I'll tell you what I think the best position is. And this is what we're going to be doing. Okay, first, Friday night, answer. Because egg matzah has a problem, it's not bread and you get up, and it requires a halakhic thumb twist to get you into bread. We're going to eat matzah Friday night, Shabbos morning, we're going to daven regular, and we're going to eat matzah shir. And then for Shabbos, we're going to matzah shir. That is the easiest way to go. They will have our kids at the table, you know, young kids, old kids, and some of these adults. And we're going to, we are going to eat egg masa, and it's the safest way to go. And if you're going to eat, if you don't eat matzah Friday night, or replace us on the night before, which is the night before, then you should use egg matzah is the best way to go. And major best way. Oh, but that's the way to go, and it's the safest, and it's the best part of the policy. And there will be those who say, I should have my bread. So there are ways of doing it, but it should be only bread in the corner and this, and not only bread. So I would suggest that, not egg matzah should. Okay, I just thought I would bring a very, folks, I'm finished. Does anybody have some questions? The egg matzah has to be finished. We wanted you to leave you 3 hours so that you could digest and be hungry. Yeah, this group. Because the prohibition to eat matzah. They, Chazal held that the posting hold that there was a prohibition to eat the Rabban, the prohibition of eating matzah heritage. If you take it and rebake it with adequate for that, that didn't change, doesn't lose its matzah. You fry it or cook it, they know that that's enough to change that it's. Friday night, you could have eaten matzah. Okay. You don't want?
Friday
night, you don't want?
Yeah, we are.
If you don't drop, then you don't have to go with the food. You don't eat matzah. I don't want to go with the rough. I'm sorry. Anybody has any standard challenges?